I would say that there's a difference between bullheads and catfish, that the catfish are the large variety and the bullheads are small.
And now, sometimes they're a tadpole grows up to be a.
Grows up to be a frog.
And are there different types of those?
Well, I don't think there is in this country. There are some, one type that's real, quite small. I don't know what the name of them is. The old frog.
They wouldn't call that a spring frog or anything like that.
I wouldn't know what to call it.
Bullfrog.
The small ones, I mean.
Oh, I see. And the big ones, they're.
Well, bullfrogs, I guess.
I see. Are there any, I guess it's kind of like a snake seen in areas where you have snakes, but they, I guess, they have legs. Do you have any of those?
Well,
Lizards?
we have some lizards here. They're not real common, but we do have a black and a yellow striped lizard.
Salamander.
They usually, yeah, salamander possibly. They usually show up, like in a cellar where it's dark or damp.
Oh, and I was going to ask you a question before talking about what they do to bulls. Is there some sort of delicacy they make out of that? Or
You're speaking of the prairie oysters.
yeah, is that what they call them?
Yes.
You ever heard those called fries?
No.
And something like there's a seafood that's I guess about as long as my finger or smaller, about that big, that's pink. You know what the name of that might be?
Are you referring to shrimp? Okay.
Just that easy.
See, he knows how to get the answers he wants.
Well, we're not done yet. I'm not a pro at this. Okay, we're talking about weather now. Sometimes you go outside and it's really thick and you can hardly see in front of you. That would be called.
Fog.
Okay, and those white things in the sky are called.
They would be clouds.
See, you got me overconfident there. Okay, maybe you could describe types of summer or winter storms that you have out here that are
Well, of
special
course, the
names.
winter storm, one type would be a blizzard. It'd be about the only kind you'd have in the winter, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a thing called a northerner?
It'd be the same thing, I guess.
Okay, can I get you to say that?
Northerner?
Is that different than a blue norther? What's a blue norther? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, that would just be a real rough blizzard, I guess.
Okay, all right.
That, oh, yeah, you've heard it. I mean, that's when it's not just bad, it's real bad. That's what that is.
Okay. What about a Chinook?
Well, a Chinook is when you have a wind. When you have a wind and a snow and a temperature above freezing.
I see. And so the snow melts while
The
that's.
snow melts, yeah,
Does it come from
rapidly.
any particular direction, that wind?
Well, it would be more likely, I think, to be from the south or from a southerly direction.
I see. Okay. And I guess we've been mostly through winter storms. Any type of summer storms?
Gonna have to give me a little clue, I guess.
I don't know. If it rains very hard, would they have a specific name for
What
that?
did you say?
Thunderstorm?
Okay,
A hailstorm?
that's the best I could do. I couldn't do any better than that, I guess.
Can I get you to say those two then?
A hailstorm or a thunderstorm?
Okay. They would never use a term like a toad strangler or anything like that for an extra heavy rainfall.
I don't think
Okay. You never heard of a toad strangler? Okay. If the weather gets very, very cold, they say it goes below.
Below zero?
Does that happen here frequently?